It's VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. judge has ruled that U.S. President Donald Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn, must comply with congressional committees' subpoena for testimony in the impeachment inquiry of the U.S. president. We'll have more on that story as it develops this evening. The U.S. Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has returned to the court after a health scare this weekend. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back after a two-night stay in the hospital. The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is attending an annual fall classical music program that she's presided over for more than 10 years. Ginsburg was taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital on Friday with a fever and chills. She was treated for a possible infection with intravenous antibiotics and fluids. The justices had cancer four times, twice in the past year. She underwent radiation treatment in August for a tumor on her pancreas and had surgery last December to remove a growth on her lung. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections on Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations.
You're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis, who is in Japan, has met victims of the Fukushima disaster and voiced concern over nuclear power. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After comforting some of the Fukushima evacuees, Francis said the accident would not be fully resolved until the scientific, medical and societal concerns it raised are addressed. Francis then said the development of future energy sources must take environmental considerations into account. He didn't explicitly urge a ban on nuclear energy during his emotional encounter with victims, but he recalled that Japan's Catholic bishops had called for the abolition of nuclear power plants in the aftermath of the Fukushima tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the Pope visits Japan, abuse cases roil the church in his home country, Argentina. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
An Argentine court has convicted two priests of abusing deaf children at a Catholic-run school. Each of the priests were sentenced to more than four decades in prison. In another case, an Argentine bishop once close to the Pope has announced he would arrive back in the country Tuesday to respond to prosecutors' allegations of sex abuse. The attorney for Bishop Gustavo Zanchetta says the bishop will fully cooperate with authorities. A prosecutor accuses the bishop of aggravated continuous sexual assault of two adult seminarians. He has denied the charges. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The U.S. has called its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations. This comes as Washington reevaluates its relationship with the country after a delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. Two people were killed in clashes with police in eastern Congo Monday after protesters in the town of Beni set fire to the mayor's office and several United Nations buildings. The protesters are angry over a new round of violence by suspected Islamist rebels. More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. The doctors say Assange suffers from psychological problems, including depression, as well as dental issues and a serious shoulder ailment. Assange is in prison waiting for an extradition hearing set for February. He is sought by the U.S. on espionage charges relating to his WikiLeaks work. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
London's transit authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate. The ride-hailing company is vowing to appeal the decision. And Melania Trump, the First Lady of the United States, kicked off the holiday season in Washington today by accepting delivery of the official White House Christmas tree. A horse-drawn carriage delivered the tree to the front door of the White House. The tree will be the centerpiece of Christmas in the White House Blue Room. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.